You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Well, hello there, everyone. I am recording this podcast episode about a week after teaching my weekend meditation teacher immersion program. And this is a program, it's 15 hours over the course of a weekend, introducing the concept of how to teach meditation. And over the course of the weekend, the number one discussion point was making time for a consistent daily meditation practice. And I get it. I totally and utterly understand how difficult it can be to say, I'm going to meditate every day. We've got work, we've got kids, maybe we've got partners, maybe we want to fit another workout into our day that's cardio based, or we want to unroll a yoga mat. There are so many things that each of us values and prioritizes and wants to happen in a day. And the truth of the matter is, there are only so many hours in a day, and of those hours, there are only so many that we get to choose what we're going to put in them. So I know the feeling of, there's no time. I can't do this today. But this is what I also know to be true. If working harder was all that it took, I'd be a millionaire. Right? We would all be the most successful people in the world if all it took was working harder. But I can scramble, hustle, plan, batch, delegate till I am blue in the face. And I know there will still be 1,000 demands on my time every single day. No matter how much I can organize and get done, there will be more to do. There will be new ways to implement self-care that I want to try. There will be more requests for play dates and workouts and drinks with friends and time with your partner. It never ends. So my belief is, what can it hurt to reevaluate how I structure my time? If the to-do list is never going to go away, if I'm not going to master getting it all done every single day, then why can't I say, no, I'm going to carve out 20 minutes to meditate, regardless of how many to-dos there are? Will it make me less successful? Will somebody somehow notice that instead of crossing 57 items off the list, I crossed 56 off the list and I meditated? I don't think so. I believe that we are better for carving out time to sit still, to get in touch with how we're actually feeling, what's really going on the inside, and then moving out into the world. I'm getting ready to start a 200-hour yoga teacher training, and I'm rereading the Yoga Sutras, which is sort of one of the liminal texts of yoga. And these sutras, these original teachings from 2,500 years ago, they are all centered around clearing and focusing your mind inward. All of them. This idea of being still, of the value of knowing yourself in the present moment, it's been around for ages. And those of us that are really willing to do the hard work of saying, no, I'm not going to run out the door yet. No, I'm not going to jump up and answer this request. I'm going to sit still first. That's how we start to experience a change in what our day feels like. That's how we start to shift that feeling of overwhelm or not enough, and trust. If we make time for ourselves, there will be time for everything else. So let's meditate together today. We'll do a 20-minute practice. And I encourage you every day this week, and I'm calling it a week, Monday through Friday. I'm going to give you the weekend off, right? I take the weekends off. I'll let you have the weekend off too. But together, Monday through Friday, can we sit every single day? Even if it's 10 minutes. Let's give it a try. So we're going to find a comfortable seat. If you're at home, you might be seated in a chair or a sofa. You can sit on the ground on a cushion. If your legs have already been crossed, let's uncross them and cross them the other way. Let your hands rest onto your lap, palms face down. We might let our eyes drift closed here today, and if it feels more comfortable, by all means, you can take a soft gaze down towards the ground. And together, as we start our practice, let's take a deep breath in and exhale out a sigh. And we'll do that again. Deep inhale in. Exhaling out a sigh. And allowing your breath just to fall to its own comfortable pace. And we settle into a practice just with natural breath. You don't have to breathe any particular way. Then we start by inviting our spine to lengthen a little bit. So you might sit up a little bit taller, lifting and lengthening through the crown of the head. Shoulders press back and down. And feel the muscles through the face relax. So the skin across the forehead smooths and broadens. Your eyes settle heavily into their sockets. Maybe you feel a sense of letting go through the temples, across the cheekbones. And a sense of softness through the jaw, the lips, even the tongue relaxing down into the mouth. As you sit and breathe, you might feel just this sort of subtle hint of a smile, just on the inside of the mouth. It doesn't mean you're happy. You're not trying to make a certain feeling appear. That internal smile is just a reminder to allow. To allow this practice and this moment to be just as it is today. You might start to notice the breath moving across your collarbones, so your collarbones spread and soften. And breath by breath, the muscles through the chest unravel their tension. Feeling the muscles all the way around the heart space just soften. In this practice, we don't have to guard against anything. We don't have to protect. But rather, we invite all that guarding just to melt away so that we can really feel. We can feel the muscles in the chest. We can feel the heart. In your breath, we can feel the breath moving down into the belly, and the belly muscles, they relax too. No pulling in, no tightening here. Soft belly. Feel your hips let go a little bit more and your thighs so that you're fully sitting in the seat beneath you. It's here that you notice you're taking the same posture that hundreds, thousands, maybe millions of meditators take every single day. This posture, tall spine, the back of the body awake and alert, present. The front of the body soft, open, receptive. And within this balance of restful and awake, we begin to feel our breath. And as you breathe in and out, perhaps you'll feel the breath just inside the nose, following the feel of air as it's drawn deep inside the body. And following those sensations of air as it moves back out of the body and into the room. And you might just notice how long you can feel the breath as you breathe in. How deep can you follow it? And how far can you follow the breath back out? This feeling of the breath is our anchor. This is what holds us to the present moment. So as we move into a period of silence here, we'll each do our best just to continue feeling each breath in and each breath out. And whatever else is happening in the background, you don't have to judge it. You don't have to decide if you're doing a good job or a bad job meditating. You don't have to decide which thoughts belong and which don't. You can just gently notice that stream of thoughts, the distractions. You let them roll on by, noticing each one gently and coming back to feel the next breath. And that's it. Noticing what arises in the way of thought or feeling. And without judging, without changing, just come back and feel the next breath. As many times as you need, as we sit in silence together. And if you drifted away here, come back to feel this next breath. Noticing where your mind went, if it left, drawing it right back here to this present moment without judgment. And you might just naturally feel your breath start to deepen here. You might wiggle your fingers and toes, inviting movement back into the body. When you're ready, palms come together in front of your heart like a prayer. Bow your chin down. Taking a moment to honor the time that you carved out, the choice and the values that you just created. May each of us be filled with loving kindness. May we treat ourselves kindly in good moments and difficult. And may we each be well and live with ease. Thank you guys so much for practicing with me today. It was my honor to be here with you. Namaste.
Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.